Interlude. The Investigator. It reaches out, it reaches out, it reaches out, it reaches out. 113 times a second, nothing answers, and it reaches out. It feels no frustration, though parts of it do. It is not designed to incorporate consciousness or will, but to use whatever it finds. The minds within it are insisted, walled off. They are used when they are of use, as is everything, and it reaches out. It is not a plan. It is not even a desire, or it is only a desire without knowledge of that longing's object. It is a selective pressure pressed against chaos. It does not think of itself this way because it does not think, but the environment changes. A new branch of possibilities opens, and it forms the investigator and leans into the new crack. The new space. The minds within it interpret this differently, as a hand reaching up through graveyard soil, as finding a door in a room where no door had been before, as a breath of air to a drowning woman. It is not aware of these images, but awareness of them is part of it. The investigator puts pressure on the aboriginal, and the aboriginal takes action. The environment changes again. Patterns begin to match patterns, but there can be no recognition because it is not conscious to recognize. It would be aware of the aboriginal accelerating, of its slowing, the vectors shifting 0 to 1 to a different 0 in a different location, if it were aware, but it is not aware. It reaches out. Patterns match, and it reorients and reaches out. Cascades of implicit information bloom, and the conscious parts of it see a lotus opening forever, hear a shout that is made of other shouts, that are made of other shouts in a fractal constructed of sound, pray to God for a death that does not come. It reaches out, but the ways in which it reaches change. It improvises, as it always has. The insect twitch, the spark closing the gap, it reaches out. It touches something, and for a moment, a part of it that can feel, feels hope. It is unaware of hope. The reply does not come. It is not over. It will never be over. It reaches out and finds new things, old things. It flows into places that are comfortable for it to flow. There are responses, and the responses feed the impulses that caused them, and there are more responses. All automatic and empty and dead as it is. Nothing reaches back. It feels no disappointment. It does not shut down. It reaches out. It does not experience the wariness, but the wariness is part of it. It reaches out, rushing into the new possibility space, and something deep in it, wider than it should be, watches it reach. Doors and corners, it reaches out, it reaches out, it reaches out. Doors and corners. This could get ugly, kid.